word of thanks to all the people who make our live nativity possible. I think there's just something fun about watching it come to life, and watching a little baby Jesus smile when the shepherds wander up is always a highlight of an evening. I invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. Loving God, it is unimaginable, incomprehensible, mysterious, and miraculous, and yet it was made real for all the world. You, the very God of all creation, coming to us in the most personal way possible, living as one of us, born in a stable to parents who were alone, afraid, scandal-plagued, your Son, O God, intent on living a life like ours, and yet so different than ours. This Christmas, may the Christ child be born in our hearts, maybe for the first time, maybe in a brand new way, maybe for the first time in a long time. This Christmas, help us experience the reality of your love, a gift so unconditional it loves us the way we are, a gift so transformational it doesn't just leave us that way, a gift so powerful nothing can ever separate us from it. This Christmas, empower us to follow Jesus in all that we do as we share his love every day, even with all of our quirky imperfections. As we might act in ways that even amaze us, let us receive, celebrate, and share the gift of Christmas this day and every day. Amen. Well, I am so grateful we can be together. Whether you're here with us in the room or you're watching at home, thank you for sharing this moment with us. It's a very special and celebratory time, and it means so much to get to be with all of you in the many ways we are. I want to thank the doctors and the environmental engineers who consulted with us to make in-person worship possible. Tonight, the part of Mary was played by one such environmental engineer. I want to thank the tech team for running slides and sound, and whoever that camera operator is remotely making our live stream happen, thank you. There are countless layers of added complexity this year, right? The length of my to-do list, well, it rivaled War and Peace. Maybe yours has too, right? You've got all the regular shopping, the presents to get and to wrap, the meals, but now we also have to add in like COVID tests and conversation with family about exposure risks and a text message from someone who says, well, I don't believe that, and you don't know exactly what to do with them, but you still want to love them. You know, this is, well, it's a new kind of Christmas, isn't it? I don't know. It also feels like opening up a rapid test every day of December is like this year's Advent calendar. I miss the chocolate, personally. But hey, it works. What I have to remember, and what I have been telling myself every single day for weeks, and, well, every few minutes all day long, is that Christmas arrives no matter what. Christmas arrives no matter what we get done, no matter what is undone, no matter what's perfect, no matter what's unperfect. Christmas arrives. So I invite you to let go of that running list in the back of your mind, even if just for a few minutes. Just be present. Because we're together in this moment sharing Christmas Eve. Whether in the sanctuary or on your couch, I think we even have some friends in warmer climates sitting on patios right now. I love that. I love that we get to share it this way. No matter where you are, I want you to feel at home. Feel at home in the tradition, in the music. Thank you, Peter. Feel at home with the story and the candlelight. Thank you, readers. Thank you, greeters and ushers. I want you to feel at home, surrounded by hope and peace and love and joy. For those things, the candles that dance on that Advent wreath, they are the good news of Christmas. And I think we all could use some good news. I think we could all use some good news. You know, one of my biggest worries about the last 2 years is that our expectations have been reset. And not for the better. I worry we've gotten so worn down throughout the myriad of crises that we've started to accept a lot of things that we wouldn't have accepted in the past. It got me thinking about when my kids were first born. I remember I got pooped on during a diaper change. And the next time I did a diaper change, I got peed on. And I was like, well, at least it's not poop. But I still got peed on, right? Like, that's still not great. And these days, when I read the news, I find myself saying, well, that's not as bad, but it's still not good. I could use some good news. Because I don't want to live in a world where not as bad as it could be is considered good enough. That's not the world I want to live in, and I don't believe that's God's hope for the world either. In fact, I know that's not God's hope and vision for the world, because Christmas tells us otherwise. Tonight, as we celebrate Christmas, we are the recipients of good news, of great joy for all people. Hear it clearly. Good news. Great joy. All people. That's what tonight is about. And that's a lot more good news than I've heard in a long time. But this is not the first Christmas that such news has arrived in difficult times to people who have had to accept not as bad as, well, good enough. In fact, that is the story of the first Christmas. As you heard it read, did you not hear? There was so much of it that's just imperfect, and people are like, well, I guess we keep going. I think about those first heavenly messengers that appeared to the shepherds. I wonder how many times during the course of what we read as a scripture, the shepherds felt like contestants on a game show with an announcer saying, but wait, there's more! Right, because the angels, they make part of their proclamation, and the shepherds are like, this is great! And then suddenly the angels keep talking, but wait, there's more! And so the shepherds listen, and they're like, oh, this is even better, I love it, thank you. But the angels aren't done, and they're like, but wait, there's still more. And the shepherds are like, wow, this is really great. And the angels keep proclaiming, this is good news of great joy. And to add to it, if I may, you have to understand the absurdity. I mean the absolute absurdity of God choosing the people and place God did for this announcement. Just so you know, the shepherds, they are scruffy outsiders with little expectation of good news. They are an often excluded, regularly overlooked bunch who make their living smelling like wet wool and throwing rocks at dangerous animals. That's who these people are. And God, of all people, picks them. To the original audience, the phrase in our story, there were in that region shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. To read that phrase as an original audience would have been to go, hang on, wait, to who? Even the shepherds are like, us? The shepherds are the who invited them of the entire Christmas story. But that's who God chooses, because that's where God knows the good news needs to go. So the fact that the angels show up at all, well, the shepherds are already in disbelief. As human beings muddling through life, their expectations are low. The angels could have shown up and said, I bring you news that's not so bad, and they probably would have been grateful that someone even took the time to tell them. But the Christmas story is bigger than that. Because Christmas is a story of good news, of great joy for all people. Christmas is about the hope, peace, love, and joy of God exceeding all of our expectations as God comes to be with us. Christmas is God reminding us that we are worthy of good news. You are worthy of good news. You are worthy of so much. God doesn't want you to settle for news that's just not as bad, because you are worthy of more. You deserve the good news of great joy that is for all people. And I want you to sit with that for just a moment. That good news for all people can be a generic term, so I need you to hear that it isn't just all people, it's you. This isn't all people in a general sense. This is all people in a very personal way. You are worthy of so much good news. If you are exhausted and weary, there's good news. Hear the tidings of hope and strength that Christmas offers. If you are missing someone, there are good tidings of peace and connection. If you are hurting, there are good tidings of love and healing. If you are searching for something and don't even know what, there are tidings of comfort and meaning. These good tidings and so many more are offered this Christmas because you are worthy of good tidings of great joy. And so receive these good tidings that are for all people. At the same time, they are just for you. Let them remind you that not bad isn't enough, and that God desires more for you and for all people. And then, may we, like the shepherds that first Christmas, leave this place in the glow of God's love and glory, telling everyone what we have seen and heard, because I tell you, the world could use that good news too. And it is ours to receive, and it is ours to share. Amen.